This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Round 10. You're in the studio with Danae Gibson, Fiona Newton and Rebecca Dahl off our interchange bench.
Hello.
And we've had an exciting round of football. Adelaide Dockers and Hawks are represented tonight in the studio. So, how are we feeling?
Good and confused.
Most rounds we feel a little bit that way.
Yes.
Yeah. Or sometimes we feel bad.
Well, I have this sort of...
That's your standard, isn't it?
Yeah, I just kind of have this level feeling of I don't really still know what's quite going on with the Fremantle Dockers, but winless we remain.
Yeah. Consistent.
Yeah,
you are consistent. One you know, season you're up by 9 games, and then the next season you're down by 10. But yeah, at least it's consistent.
Even. Yeah,
you can't complain.
And how did your mob go, Fee?
Look, we beat the Brisbane Lions by 48 points. So happy about that. But they did play well.
Lions
for three
were good for 3 quarters, though.
Yeah, I enjoyed all 4 quarters myself.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, reasonable.
I was actually at the pub with Rachel, who's another person off our interchange bench, and she brought her baby down. So my partner spent the whole game nursing a baby while we screamed at a screen.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Something for everyone.
Sharing. Sharing is caring.
Yeah. Yeah. So my partner obviously loves me a lot.
So are we going to talk about the highlights of the round other than my, you know, winless state?
Yeah. Well, and then we went straight to the Hawks. So
can tell who's captain of this team, can't
you? That's right.
So, Crow, how did you go?
Crows beat GWS, as I texted in last week and told you we would. It was an exciting game. 2 goal of the year nominations for Eddie.
Can I put my hand up? And I am a card-carrying member of the Eddie Betts fan club, as well as the Patrick Dangerfield fan club. My 2 favourite goals thus far, Eddie Betts last weekend, keeping it in on the boundary line and doing magic things that he does, and Mason Cox's the week before, the big Collingwood ruckman who took a bounce and kicked it from 40-plus. That was fantastic. If you haven't seen those 2 goals, please do.
I've watched the Eddie one about 15 times. But the other thing I wanted to say about that game was the beautiful, beautiful hair on some of those GWS players.
Really? Oh, they're from Western Sydney.
Callan Ward looks like some angels are following him behind, holding his locks up. They are beautiful. I couldn't take my eyes off it.
Have they got bleach blonde streaks
somewhere? No, they're just beautiful.
They're all
Callan Ward, if you're listening, what shampoo do you use?
They're all about 20, 21, 22 now, aren't they? They've been living in a compound in the Western Sydney area and grown up and bonded together, and they're dangerous.
Well, speaking of hair, the headbands they're getting the players to wear look terrible.
I don't think they're making the players wear them. I think they're wearing them by choice.
Well, they're all wearing the same black headband that kind of holds their hair down, and some of them are parting it right in the middle. They just look terrible.
I think it's the tape that they use on their arms. They're just putting it around their head.
Like, oh, this is multi-purpose.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think so. I think the round ball footballers have been doing it for a long time, and I think some of them have copied.
I'm anti. So Swans, North Melbourne.
Sorry, covering the big issues on Chicks Talking Footy.
This is we're not even
journalism.
Up to out of bounds yet.
Yeah.
Swans versus North Melbourne.
Yeah, good game.
So North Melbourne been a bit humbled.
I'm much more comfortable with that.
And now we're all like, they're going to lose. They're not even grand final contenders. They're still a game ahead on the not going to lose.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, Swans are looking very good, aren't they?
I might have been saying this since week 2.
I know, but me and Rachel have been like, nah, they're terrible.
Yeah, no, their midfield played very well and held North's pretty tightly. Good game.
Yeah. North are playing the Friday night game this week as well, but we'll talk about that in a moment. I was very closely watching 2 games this week, and one was Melbourne and Port. Unfortunately, Melbourne lost their 1 game out of the 8, and I just love to see them.
It's a long season. I'm not sure why you're so urgent about them getting into the 8 now.
They just haven't been there for 10 years. I just love to get in there, Melbourne.
Typical patronising Hawk, but yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Bless you, Melbourne.
Oh, good try.
Good try.
Here's a gold stamp.
Yeah. Get you in the 8.
Yeah, most improved. But Port lost, and that's good for everyone.
Well, they won.
Oh, yeah, they won. Lost in my mind, I think.
So, won by a lot. So, yeah, unfortunately, that was played in Alice Springs, which was a beautiful setting. I love Alice Springs. They got the
And it was packed.
Yeah, well, nothing else to do.
Yeah, true.
No, it was packed and good to see the support out there. St Kilda Dockers. Yeah,
I thought you were going to win. Do you not want to talk about it?
No, I'm still not. Partway through the third quarter, I thought we might win as well.
Yeah.
But then we just got the stretcher out and took off a couple more players. Yeah. And I'm enjoying watching the young players that are fairly new to the game.
Yes, well, and, there'll be plenty of them.
And I'm used to losing to Saints at Etihad once a year. It's been going on for a while. We send an undermanned team. This time we didn't have any choice.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yes. I don't know. Is there a game that in the next few weeks that you can think?
We're playing Essendon this weekend.
Oh, if you lost Essendon.
If you lost Essendon.
We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, not going to talk.
Oh,
not even.
But what a shame. It's Radiothon next week, so we'll be talking about joy much more than the football.
Yeah. We'll be asking for your membership subscriptions. Speaking of Essendon. They were playing during the Dreamtime game.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other game I watched this weekend.
Yep.
I love the Dreamtime.
It's great, isn't it?
The you know, performance before the game and
It was
long
brilliant.
Walk. It was just beautiful. I love it.
Not a brilliant game, though.
No, well, after that was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just at home.
There hasn't been a good Dreamtime at the G for a few years now. So let's hope that Essendon can do that next year.
Yeah.
Play better against Richmond.
Their new player... I can't remember his name. Ronti?
I can't pronounce it.
I don't even know. Are you talking about McDonald Tipping Wooty?
Yes.
God, that is so far off.
I know.
His nickname's Waller or Tipper.
Yep.
We were calling him Macca when we first saw him play.
My brother
and I. Macca. I mean, Macca's safe.
No, his nickname, I think, that he goes by is Waller. He's a brilliant story and a fantastic
young player. I think he secured his spot in that team too.
Absolutely.
Definitely in the AFL. I think he's been one of the great things that have come out of the Essendon saga, that they found him. Crows and Giants. You want to talk about that?
I can talk about it for about an hour, but...
Yeah,
but
you've got Mamie, we'll give you 37 seconds.
Okay. GWS, I'm not sure they play a lot at night. That's one thing I thought when I was watching it. And then I went to check that if I was actually right, and I forgot to get the stats on that. But I don't think they play a lot at night. I think they need to be able to beat the Crows if they want to be a genuine contender. And I'm still not sure if we're any good or not.
Yeah, because you're teetering on the eight.
Yeah.
Just number eight.
I think when Adelaide play really, really well, they're a top four side, no problem. But I think GWS the same.
Yeah, first few games you were playing really well, but up and down since then. But you did beat the Giants. So
you need Walker, Jenkins and Betts all firing. And when they do,
amazing.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Good fun and good to watch.
Yeah. And Tex has kicked a few goals. That makes me happy.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah, good old Tex. Already supporting November, I see.
Constantly.
Always.
Now, the game of the round, I think, was Carlton beating Geelong.
Yeah.
Because of the result?
I think so. I think Carlton beat a top four team. We've all been going, they've won four games, but now they've won five games and they beat a top four team.
They played really well. Geelong kicked badly in the first, but Carlton kept it tight all day, and every time Geelong looked like they might nearly come back, they were all over them. Good win. Very good win.
Yeah.
Carlton and Geelong both hurt my brain, though. Like, you know, 1 minute Carlton's the premiership, Geelong's the premiership favourites, then they can't win, and then Carlton's hopeless, and then they beat Geelong and...
Couple of points here, I think. Any given team on any given day is a fairly good chance, and favouritism is based on a gambling system that the three of us have nothing to do with. So it's just speculation of who's prepared to put money into a perhaps result down the line. It's rubbish. That is what it is.
Yeah.
So let's see in August who's got the best list with the least injuries and in the best form, and they might be a chance in September.
Thank you. When we're predicting in round one, absolutely. Yeah. Bulldogs versus Collingwood.
Collingwood ran out of soldiers too, didn't they? Because they should have kicked more goals in the first half and they would have had a better chance. But another good effort from them, I think. Another gold stamp.
Do we think that Trav's going to get a game this week?
Apparently he is. I just
because there's no one else left.
Yeah, that's right. I just literally read on the way in earlier today. I was reading. He's still not getting in. He's still not good enough in the VFL. And then today it was like too many injuries.
Yeah,
and he's back in. But gee, he spent 6 weeks out of the senior side. He's really got a lot to prove if he's going to play for Collingwood this week.
Mm. Who are Collingwood playing this weekend?
Collingwood are playing
Port Power.
Yeah,
so they've got a chance of winning.
That's going to be one of the games of the round, I think.
Really?
Yep, I do.
Okay.
I call it, who do I hate more?
We do have it all covered here, a South Australian, a West Australian and a Victorian.
We've got the South States, Southern States of Australia covered. Mm. Yeah, for sure. Lastly, West Coast slaughtered Gold Coast. Oh, what is going on with Gold Coast?
They've not
lost
much.
By more than 10 goals for the last 4 or 5 weeks. Have they got any chance of being a good team this year?
No.
Not this year.
Isn't it funny, though? GWS, Gold Coast, they started around the same time. In fact, GWS a year later. But one team's thriving and the other's not.
Yeah, the coaching staff, the selection and the culture has been different right from the start.
And I think it does go back to how they started. I think GWS started with some players that could teach the younger players, you know, even Chad Corns and those sorts of people, about how to be successful. And I think Gold Coast probably didn't approach it in the same way.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely showing. In a moment, we're going to be talking about our Out of Bounds segment. We like to talk about some of the controversial things going on in the game, and we're going to be talking about playing for free kicks. Brad Scott's come out this week and said some interesting things. You're on Chicks Talking Footy here on Joy 94.9 with Fiona Newton, Danae Gibson and Beck Dahl. Crow, a ducker and a hawk.
0427 Joy 949. Send us a message. 0427 Joy 949.
Yes. Oh, and we've also got a Chicks Talking Footy Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stay in touch with us on there. We also put a podcast of this show on every week, which Danae is very kind to produce. She goes home and stays up till 2 a.m.
Not quite, but yeah, a little of that.
A little of that to put it on, so you can share that with your friends.
One thing I wanted to say was congratulations to Chicks Talking Footy's own halfback flanker, Cecilia McIntosh, C, as we like to call her, for playing her 100th game at the weekend and getting through injury-free. So a ton up. Well done, C.
Yeah, well done. We went and cheered her on at the Melbourne Brisbane game at the MCG a couple of weeks ago. And she was also, as you said, on the show. So we're her number one fans now, following her every move.
It's exciting.
Well, we only have one player on our roster. So we've got a halfback flanker, and that's it. She has to do everything.
Yes.
She probably can.
Yeah, she could probably play for Fremantle Dockers.
She was defending, then running up and setting up goals and kicking goals. So, yes, we'll be following. We'll be talking more about what's going on with women in football. Once something disappointing happened this week. But for now, we'll be talking about what's happening out of bounds. Out of bounds. Something interesting happened where, Lindsay Thomas got accused of playing for free kicks.
For about the 912th time in his career.
Yeah.
So the small forward for North Melbourne.
Yeah. So playing for free kicks, you know, dropping down, making sure someone's hand hits above your shoulders and then you get a free kick. Now, Brad Scott, his coach, came out and defended his, play for free kicks, saying, yes, we actually train our players in how to do that.
And you think that's out of bounds?
I think that's atrocious.
I don't like it.
I don't think it's surprising. I think that that all players would be coached into ways to maximise everything from keeping the ball in on the boundary line to making sure you maximise your opportunity for a free kick.
Yeah, sure. But that particular free kick too, the whole high contact rule is about protecting people against brain damage and protecting people against concussion, which is a serious, long-term repercussion in games of football where head injuries are a serious issue. In fact, when I was doing the sports bag, we got the doctor for the AFL that looks after specifically concussions, and he talked about how poorly the AFL was actually looking after concussions still.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So players would go off with a concussion, be back on in 10 minutes, and it's like it actually takes about 40 minutes for them to be ready to be back on the ground, but they're pushed back on the ground in 10 minutes. And the long-term effects are they're more susceptible to injuries once they go back on the ground.
Sure.
Long-term, that can have serious brain damage. So yeah. These rules are there to protect that. And in the meantime, Brad Scott's actually saying, well, let's play for them.
And the problem for me is Brad Scott saying, if you can't beat them, join them. So yeah. If everyone else is doing it, it's okay.
Yeah.
And to me, it completely defeats the purpose of what you're saying about it. It's a safety issue. So we're all just going to throw our heads up and all just, you know, make these risky moves because everyone else is doing it.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is that there's still an attitude that the reason the head is sacrosanct and you can't have head-high tackles is it's not a good look, in inverted commas, and that it's about the mums not wanting their kids to play footy. That's why there's still a culture that you've got to be tougher and that you should be able to handle being knocked about like you're in a car crash 40 times a week. And they're still not seriously looking at the long-term damage. I mean, if they're bringing them back on after 10 minutes when it should be 40, they're not even looking at short-term damage.
Yeah, that's right. So it'd be kind of like sending out someone saying, well, you don't have your forklift license, but can you go and move those boxes and, you know, not wear a helmet when you're riding your bike.
And that guy at that site down there doesn't have a forklift license. So if they don't have one, we won't have one. Yeah. Everyone will be equally dangerous.
Yeah. So I'm pretty disappointed in his comments, to be honest. And I can't believe there hasn't been a bigger uproar about it. But obviously it's a bit more common in the game than we think.
Maybe his brother gave him some hints for what Joel Selwood does.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, I don't want to think about dinner with the Scots. Couldn't think of anything.
I'd love to go.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon it'd be fun. I'd be too scared not to do the right thing.
As long as their mum was included, I think that'd be fun because she must have brought up a couple of tough young men. Are we finished with Out of Bounds? Because I have another contender for Out of Bounds, well, but you might want to talk about it
later. Is that to do with the women's?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
So we'll go in because we also like to highlight what's going on in the women's game on this show. Being Chicks Talking Footy, we've got a particular eye for that, you know, part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But it could bleed in nicely.
Well,
what's been happening in the women's?
The Out of Bounds crow is that the
I feel awkward all of a sudden.
The South Australian women, the game before the Crows game against the Giants, they were playing a women's game, and the Crows started to warm up on the sidelines, which wasn't actually on the sidelines, was on the oval while the women were playing their game, like under 12s, where everyone's balls go in the wrong oval. That's terrible.
I feel a little bit torn as both a big fan of women's football and a big fan of the Adelaide Crows, but the lawyer in me wants to get all the evidence, Danae, well, before I make a decision.
I've seen pictures. you can warm up anywhere. There is one oval to play the game on. Cut and dried.
Gone up on the hill, moved some of the blokes on the hill along with their beers and
they could have warmed up on the bridge. I rest my case, lawyer. I think it's out of bounds and the men should do better. They've been watching the game from the sidelines a few minutes earlier. They're not that dopey that they can't figure out that's not a good idea.
Even the fact that there's been a schedule clash, I mean,
that's not surprising.
Whoops, was there a women's game going on?
And particularly since the Crows have been such big supporters and big proponents of wanting to get the women's game happening, you'd think they'd be a bit more careful about how that all looked, if nothing else.
We watched the Melbourne Brisbane Lions women's game before the Melbourne Brisbane game a couple of weeks ago, and there was an hour and a half between games. So
going, that's a bit too long.
Exactly.
So you need how many pies you can eat.
Yeah,
well, you need a 45 minute swap over so that everything can work logistically, but that you keep a crowd.
Yeah.
I couldn't give away my ticket because I didn't want to stay and watch the men's game.
Yeah. Well, I know. And then we had great seats. We were right on the boundary.
It was good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there's another opportunity this week. So the Western Bulldogs are playing a WA team before the Western Bulldogs West Coast Eagles games at Etihad on Sunday afternoon, so 12:40 for that start for the women.
Oh, good one, good one. Now, in a couple of weeks, they're going to announce the teams that will be in the Women's League.
Yeah.
So there's only going to be 8 teams, but 13 AFL teams have entered the competition.
They've submitted. Are they absolutely clear it's only going to be 8? Or there was talk of 10?
Well, at the moment they're still saying 8.
Cool.
That's what I read today.
Mm-hmm.
There's 4 Victorian clubs that will get in, but there's also 4 interstate teams. So I think there's a couple of automatic entries into So into the interstate teams?
I don't think so. I think everyone is submitting as per.
So Frio and West Coast have submitted teams, both Adelaide and Port Adelaide.
I thought only the Crows had. I didn't think Port had, but I could be wrong about that.
Oh, yeah, could be.
No, I think you said before that
Port didn't. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, but WA has two submissions and supposedly one team. So we
might have. The Crows might have lost points after last week.
Yeah. Well, interestingly, the Pies have set up a women's training facility called the Glass House.
The Glass House.
For the ladies.
Yeah.
For the name of the old...
I don't know if it'd be anything like the old Glass House in Collingwood on Gibb Street.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Queer venue from years gone by. I've been to the Glass House where that's where the youth girls competition was last month. It was good. It's a great facility.
Oh, you've actually been there?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So they're hopefully get a team. And, of course, you'd hope the Western Bulldogs and Melbourne would get a team.
I'm sure they
they've been forerunners and pioneers in the women's league. So a lot going on with that. We'll certainly keep you up to date. Next week's Radiothon. Quietly, I'm trying to get Peter Searle on the team, the first ever women's
senior coach in the AFL system.
So stay tuned for that. We're hoping for next week, but she will definitely be here at some stage. In a moment, we're going to be previewing the next round, so round 11 on Chicks Talking Footy.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, we're going to talk about next round, round 11.
Can you believe we're up to round 11 already? No.
Is that almost halfway or is it next week halfway?
Next week.
We must have
round
11.
It's round 23, so yeah, next week.
We'll it's hard as a Fremantle follower. I feel like I've played 10 buys already. wondering when the season starts.
Yes. Well, wooden spoon race between Bombers and Freo? That's what Malcolm just texted me.
Yeah. Race to the bottom.
Race to the bottom. Well, yeah. Anyway, round 11. So, first game?
Friday night footy.
North Melbourne and Richmond. It would be so Richmond to win, wouldn't it?
Yes.
It would be so Richmond.
Yeah, they're very unpredictable. Yeah. The first half of the season, it's like, I'm not sure when they're going to lose and when they're going to win. But it is playing in Tasmania, so you'd hope
they might freeze first.
Yeah, Launceston. Oh, they're not Launceston, they're in Hobart.
Mm.
Yeah, different ground. Hawks versus Melbourne.
Bet your kindness for Melbourne's going to go right out the window.
Yeah,
there.
I don't want them to get in the eight after this week, do I?
No.
So you're feeling comfortable and relaxed about that, Fee?
Just because Avani's been injured, I think there's a few things going on for Melbourne that I feel a bit more comfortable. A couple of weeks ago I would have said no, not as comfortable, but yeah, after last match and a few injuries I feel a bit better.
Okay, good luck with that.
Yeah. But they have been playing very well this year, obviously, winning more games than
Is that a Saturday afternoon at the G game?
Yes, 1:45.
Excellent. Enjoy.
So I've got special seats on level one.
Good-o.
From Essendon.
We want a full match report next week.
Yes. Well, I'll record myself screaming.
That'll be fun.
Play some vocal... vox drops into the system. Carlton versus Brisbane Lions.
Well, Carlton's got to smack them, don't
they? Yep.
Now that Carlton are good, apparently.
Now that they're September contenders.
Yeah.
Bolton Septembers.
Bolton 4 p.m.
I'd vote for him.
Well, yeah.
Mostly because there's not many other people I want to vote for.
Might say what's wrong with our democratic system rather than what's right with our football competition, but anyway.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. I think this game, the Cats and the Giants, could be one of the most interesting of the round.
The Stevie J
You love your cups,
I love a cup.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You should present trophies at the end of each game.
Actually should. I'm surprised I haven't been
They've
asked.
They've already played against each other
this year, haven't they? Stevie J and GWS Beach along.
Mm. Oh, that's right. That's always... It's funny how when top players go to the other clubs, the stats are that most of the time they'll win. They've got something to prove or something's going on.
Okay, so Crowley and Essendon are going to beat Fremantle. So Giants and Cats are playing in Sydney, is that?
No, in Geelong.
Okay, all right. Next?
The next is the Suns and Sydney.
It's going to be sad for the Suns.
How many goals? Would it be 10 or 20 goals that they're going to win by?
Is that just Buddy or the whole? Yeah.
Buddy will win by 8.
Yeah.
And Dockers and Essendon, the fight for the wooden spoon.
Yep, that's Saturday evening.
to not win. Oh, that's over in Perth. Not going, obviously.
No. No, I'll be here.
You'll be here. Collingwood versus Power.
I reckon that's the game of the round.
Oh, you reckon that's the game of the round?
I do. I look forward to that.
Okay.
Well, if the Pies have enough players, they should win.
Yeah, always good game.
Yep. I don't know. I find that game quite boring myself. There's nothing riding on it at all.
And that's why the diversity of life is reflected in this room. And
I hate
in this
them both equally.
The LGBTIAFL community.
Yes.
Bulldogs versus West Coast. That could be interesting.
Yeah, I think the
Dogs. If you're a Bulldog.
I think the Dogs.
Yeah, they tend to win at Etihad. Yeah, that could be the case. And, of course, Crows versus Gilda.
Oh, we got to win that, surely.
Yeah, you'd hope so. You're playing in Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, surely.
So we'll be talking about the highlights of that round next week on Chicks Talking Footy. That's it for us tonight. We're going to be handing over for the boys to from Hide and Seek. They are a bit more adults only entertainment than we've given you tonight. We'll see you next week on Chicks Talking Footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.